statements made on the Dr. Peter DeVette Live radio show have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Products mentioned on the Dr. Peter DeVette Live radio show are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness. Information given by the host or co-host are the opinions of the speakers and are not intended as medical advice. Information on this show is not a substitute for medical advice and is strictly for educational purposes. Please seek the advice of your primary physician before starting anything new or following educational advice or opinions.
This is Dr. Peter DeVette Live on TogiNet.com. It's time to find out about your health and get your medical questions answered. Doctor, give me the news. Some of the topics we'll be discussing today include why America is facing a healthcare disaster, what the root causes are of your healthcare challenges versus symptom management, the holistic paradigm, how the spirit, mind, and body connection is critical in both the development of illness and the solution to illness, how emotions are directly related to physical illness, and how to read your own body like a book. The most effective medicine is to invest in wellness and live a holistic lifestyle. This is Dr. Peter DeVette Live on TogiNet.com. And now, here's your host, Dr. DeVette.
And good afternoon, everyone. This is your host, Dr. DeVette, with Susan Spence. Susan is off-site, so we are chatting with each other over cyberspace as we are talking to you over cyberspace. So, Susan, welcome to the show.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to be here. We got some great things to talk about today.
Yeah, the title of the show is all about aging. So we're going to talk about the 8 modifiable risk factors of unhealthy aging. It reminds me way back when, about 12 years ago, I went to a lecture given by one of my colleagues that is also a renowned author, Dr. David Brownstein, and he gave this lecture on the 8 modifiable risk factors. And I was just kind of amazed at his, his knowledge base on all of these little quirky things that are really important for us to know about why we age and how we can slow down that aging clock. You know, so of course I've gone on a little bit of a different journey than he has. He's very technically oriented and has written a lot of books on the technical aspects of healing, all kinds of different things. I ended up writing a book on a very different track called Heal Thyself, Transform Your Life, Transform Your Health, which was inspired in part by another book by my mentor, Dr. Lee Cowden, that was on age-related medicine. It's called Longevity, an Alternative Medicine Definitive Guide. And Dr. Cowden, even in that book, addressed a lot of the emotional, mental issues related to aging, and I wanted to take that further, to help people understand that, there's so much of what happens as we age, or so much of the diseases, the dysfunctions, the weakenings, are preventable and treatable, oftentimes without drugs and surgery, as so often happens. So today we're going to be talking about 8 of the modifiable risk factors, on a technical level, but we're also going to touch through the program on, what we need to do as far as repair at a deeper level, when we want to walk back some of the afflictions related to AIDS. And Susan, there's a misconception in this country of ours that, as people age, that they inevitably have to be struggling with infirmities and disease. I mean, isn't that what you were trying to understand too?
Oh yeah, I think people are just expect it to happen, and it's just we should all be able to age gracefully and be healthy. I think till 100 plus years old.
Yeah,
and says 117.
Really? So, yeah. And that makes sense because, right now the oldest person on earth is about 115 plus or minus a few months. And, the world record on longevity, I think is if I'm not mistaken, 122 years old, again, give or take a couple of years there. because I'm not absolutely certain, but the longest verified longevity in this world, you know, where there's actually a very clear-cut birth certificate right at the beginning going through to the present, is a Japanese man that's 115 years old right now, as far as I understand. And, you know, the question is, why do you not see more people at 115, 117, and so forth? And the reason is because most people don't live up to their full potentials, you know, literally and figuratively. Mm-hmm. You know, so from a cellular genetic perspective, we are programmed to be in these bodies if we optimize life to live, you know, at least that long. And there's some very good indication that we might even be able to extend beyond that if we do some certain things right. You know, so there's technologies that are developing now that allow us to replenish, for instance, the cells, you know, messenger molecule systems that are responsible for communication within cells. There are certain antioxidants that are so powerful that it prevents, you know, some of the normal rusting process that happens at a cellular level, you know, in the body, you know, the aging process that often is associated, for instance, with the binding of sugars with certain tissues or the browning of tissues, as we call it. And there, so there's also a lot of reasons, lifestyle-related reasons, why we are speeding up the clock, in effect, you know, even as we think we are living longer, which, by the way, is, I think, more a mathematical quirk than anything else. You know, if you really think about longevity, people today, you know, we may have a slight edge on the number of years that we're on this earth, but the biggest reason why we see that statistic is because of what we're doing at the very beginning of life. That is pretty phenomenal. And the babies that we're saving at birth, you know, the number of babies that can now be saved at, you know, as young as 25 or 26 weeks of gestation, you know, those used to be counted, you know, under the numbers of babies that died. Now they are counted as survivors, and that makes a huge impact on statistics.
Yeah, on the averaging, you know, averaging, it does.
So, if you look at people age 25, if you take the group of 65 and older, and you look at that group, we have actually seen a decrease in longevity, not an increase. Does that make sense?
It does make sense.
So, in other words,
babies living longer and older people being sicker. Babies surviving. Babies surviving that used to, they in the past they would have died.
Right. So when you make a huge difference in the, you know, the perinatal survival rate, and not just the perinatal survival rate, but also the survival rate of young children. You know, we've made extraordinary inroads on early deaths, you know, from accidents and stuff like that. You know, we live in a very much safer world in many ways, at least, you know, on that front, and, you know, as far as accidents are concerned. And when you look at mothers, you know, we don't have mothers dying during birth hardly at all anymore, and we used to have lots and lots of women dying during birth. So when you look at all the statistics, you know, globally, you know, at least, you know, from, you know, all that, those different perspectives, you realize that, you know, we are not living as long once we make it to 65, and we also have far more, many more years of dysfunction that we're having to deal with. You know, so the quality of life in older people is going down the tubes faster than you can imagine. I mean, it's just, you know, and a huge part of that, I believe, Susan, I think you'll agree, is because of conventional medicine, not in spite of, but because of conventional medicine. So what is your take on that?
My take on that is I agree with you. When I was in traditional medical practice, the things that I could see that were dragging people down are the things that we're going to talk about today: thyroid dysfunction, inflammation, poor glucose control, you know, just rampant type 2 diabetes, weakened immune systems from inflammatory bowel, all kind of hormonal disorders. You see women, you know, in their 40s with their hair falling out, and, you know there's something wrong. And probably mitochondrial dysfunction because everybody's just so exhausted. So, I mean, everything that I saw happening to the population is what we're going to talk about today.
And that's this is a very exciting program. I'm so glad that we're doing this today because, you know, on each one of those eight modifiable risk factors for unhealthy aging, we're going to talk about solutions, you know, straightforward, easy solutions to set that straight. You know, so, and whether you're dealing with ill health already and you're in that age group, you know, that older age group, or if you just want to prevent that, you know, even if you're 20 right now listening to this program and, you know, you just you want to slow down the clock a little bit, you want to do some things now, you know, to help you add more years, but more importantly, to add more quality to your life, then, you know, this is the show that you want to listen to because we're going to be talking about all kinds of neat things. But Susan, you know, it's more and more young people even. You know, we talk about this program being about old age, but really there's a lot of people that are in much younger age groups that are feeling old, that are just burned out, that are sick and tired of being sick and tired. You know, we even go back into the childhood years and we see children that are washed out, that are, you know, wanting to lay on the couch, you know, playing computer games rather than get out and, you know, and to, you know, run around and burn calories. You know, so some of that is societal and habit, habit-based, but some of it is just because, you know, kids have lost their energy, teenagers are losing their energy, and young adults more and more, greater and greater numbers are struggling with severe chronic fatigue and so forth. So we're going to be going to a break here in a moment. When we come back from the break, I want to encourage folks listening out there to give us a call. You're on the show, and I lost my my numbers here for a moment. So I'll give you the number right after the break. And I also want to encourage you to go to our website, to go to shopqhi.com, shopqhi.com, and you can call us here in the studio at 866-404-6519. Thank you, Wayne. 866-404-6519 is the number here in the studio. If you want to join the conversation, if you want to talk about, you know, age-related health challenges, what you can do to turn that clock around to add more years and more vitality to your life. So we'll be right back after this break.
This is Dr. Peter DeBette Live. Find out how the flaws in our healthcare system are leading to epidemics of chronic diseases, including cancer and a myriad of others. Dr. Peter will be right back after these on TogiNet.com. Homeschooling? Have questions? Get your pen and paper ready. It's the sociable homeschooler, Vivian McNinney. Fridays at 5, 4 Central on TogiNet.com. After a handsome blue-eyed Texan fell in love with Vivian at the Victoria Station in London, she found herself at DFW Airport with a tiny suitcase and a snazzy little duffel bag. Well, 25 years later, she is now happily married to that blue-eyed cowboy. They have four grown children, ages 24 to 18, who became willing guinea pigs when she unwittingly stumbled upon the world of homeschooling. Wildflower Academy flourished for 15 years. They survived and thrived, and you can too. Vivian will be covering a wide range of issues that face homeschoolers. What do you do with kids in the summer? How to set up your one-room schoolhouse? How obedience is paramount? And what to do with those snakes? Plus, she'll be sharing ideas and insights that she gleaned from other homeschoolers. So join us for an engaging hour with the sociable homeschooler, Vivian McNinney. Friday afternoons at 5, 4 Central on TogiNet.com.
Hi, my name's John Martin, and I'm the CEO of this radio station. Recently, I began a life-changing weight loss program under the supervision and care of Dr. Peter DeVette at QHI Wellness in Tyler, Texas. The program that Dr. DeVette put me on is called Beta HCG. Now, 97 days ago, I began the program, and as of today, I've lost a total of 63 pounds. You heard me right, 63 pounds in just over 90 days. If you're out there suffering like I was from being overweight and just finally are ready to do something about it, then the days of those long-term yo-yo programs are over. You can finally take care of the problem for good. I personally recommend giving Dr. DeVette's clinic a call at 877-484-9735. That's QHI Wellness at 877-484-9735. Or go online at QHIwellness.com and change your life today. And oh, by the way, tell them John Martin sent you.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta... Welcome back to Dr. Peter DeVette Live on TogiNet.com. He'll answer your health care and medical questions and share with you his knowledge and opinions on topics ranging from holistic health care to spirituality and wellness. Well, let's get back to the show. It's Dr. Peter DeVette Live on TogiNet.com. Here again is your host, Dr. Peter DeVette.
And we're back. You're listening to Dr. Peter DeVette Live. And on the show with me, and I am Dr. DeVette, by the way, with me on the show is Susan Spence. She is a nurse practitioner that is also anesthesiologist by training. So a nurse anesthetist. So she's used to, at least in her previous career, to putting people asleep. A lot of those older people with their different preventable health challenges. She used to be part of the team of trying to correct some of those maladies, and then she found religion like I did and figured out that there was a better way. So we are both, trying to make a contribution to better health by teaching people, you know, how to heal themselves, how to take care of themselves a lot better, how to reverse the reversible risk factors for aging. And that's what we're talking about today. And Susan mentioned just now that there's, you know, at least eight modifiable risk factors that we're going to be touching on today. But I'm going to tell you right off the bat that there's also some additional ones that I also want to mention. And those are in my book, Heal Thyself, Transform Your Life, Transform Your Health. As a matter of fact, my book, Heal Thyself, is a kind of a manuscript to healthier and longer living. And the basic steps towards optimum health in the back of my book, in part three of the book, The Cure, Your Guide to Miraculous Healing, goes through a lot of these keys that we're talking about today, the eight steps. But there's additional steps that I want to mention right off the bat because they are, in my opinion, even more powerful than anything that we can do on the physical level. And that includes, if you talk about eight modifiable risk factors and you add some additional ones, you know, the absence of a sense of humor. If you lose your sense of humor, you're in big, big trouble. You know, so what we say, if you want to live a long, healthy life, get your sense of humor back on track and learn to laugh at life and at adversity, and above all, learn to laugh at yourself, because most people take life too seriously, and that is absolutely characteristic of people that live into their hundreds. That something that they all have in common, and that is a great sense of humor. Another key to people that don't live very long, one of the risk factors for unhealthy aging is not having a mission or a passion for living. You know, so if you have lost your mission, or if you've never had a mission for your life, then much, much less likely that you'll live a long, healthy life. So find a mission. That's, step number two, find a mission. Step number one is learn to laugh. And also step number three, another risk factor for unhealthy aging is not being at peace with loss. Now, folks, I'm here to tell you, if you are going to want to live a long, healthy life, you're going to have to learn to overcome losses, because by definition, if you are going to be on this earth for a long, long time, you're going to lose a lot of loved ones, a lot of friends, a lot of family, even children and even grandchildren, if you're going to be on this earth for 100 years or more. So Susan, I think you would agree with me that it's absolutely critical that we learn to overcome losses of all kinds, if we want to be on this planet and be happy to be here.
Oh, definitely. That's a part of life, you can choose to let it destroy you, or you can be thankful for it and the lessons you learned, and thankful for the time you had with the person or the job or whatever it was you lost.
And
you reframe losses. you know.
And that's relevant.
It doesn't hurt. It does hurt, but you can reframe it.
Absolutely. And you know, that's relevant to us right now, me and my wife, Cindy. You know, we just lost a dog of 14 years, Blossom, you know, to breast cancer, believe it or not, a dog with breast cancer, blows your mind. But there's a story behind that. And then we adopted a little puppy, you know, a little Labrador puppy in our place, actually two of them, and they were thrown out of the back of a car, you know, driving by a home, and the owners of that home called me and my wife, actually Morgie, our daughter, called us to ask if we were interested in adopting these two dogs. And now one of these dogs has distemper and, you know, is right on the edge. We're not sure
really?
You know, which way things are going to go. And so, you know, we're kind of heartbroken a little bit. But, you know, we see that in context. We see, you know, we're trying very hard to reframe that life and whatever happens, you know, in a positive way. You know, this extraordinary animal that came to us and yeah, just, you know, who knows? We're praying, you know, for her to, for him to pull through. His name is Optimus. Optimus, like an optimism.
And, well, he seemed to be pretty happy when I saw him.
Yeah. Actually, you know, he comes out of, that name comes from a movie, I think Transformers or something like that. And so Optimus Prime. You know, is what my son had in mind when he named him. So we'll see. You know, Optimus Prime also nearly bit the dust in the movie. So hopefully Optimus Prime in our home, our little Labrador, will also make it. Yeah, so, but anyhow, you know, that is absolutely critical to understanding, you know, aging and how to, you know, to have to gain in the number of years on this planet and also in the quality. Because, Susan, I think you'll agree, it's not quantity that really matters as much as quality.
Right.
You know, we maintain life in a lot of people, you know, at huge cost with absolutely no quality. And thinking about the cancer industry, for example, you know, where we're, you know, poisoning people to half to death, radiating them, you know, slashing and burning, and, you know, some of the most primitive methods for treatment and massively reducing the quality of life. And yet, you know, the oncology industry calls themselves victorious when they extend a life for a day or a week or a month, you know? It's like, okay, well, you know, so what? You know, somebody's living for another month, but they have no quality of life. Is that a victory or what? You know, to me, that's defeat.
Yeah,
you know, so when we talk about the, we're going to talk about these eight modifiable risk factors that we started off with. And Susan, you mentioned chronic inflammation. I'm going to have you talk a little bit about that one.
I think chronic inflammation is multi faceted. We're going to touch on, you know, a lot of things. I think it has to do with the amount of toxic substances in our environment, how that messes up methylation pathways, which messes up all cellular repair all over your body. Then you get, you know, a weakened immune system, a weakened gut. I think that also, too, I think that even in heart disease, I know we've touched on this before, now the newer doctors are saying, okay, we were wrong. Cholesterol is not the problem. Cholesterol is supposed to be a temporary fix to fix inflammation inside of a blood vessel, like to repair it until it can repair itself. Well, if you keep on doing the same thing over and over and over and you keep on staying inflamed, well, the cholesterol just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. But inflammation is a problem. Cholesterol is essential to life.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But the interesting thing about, you know, chronic inflammation is, you know, when we study all illnesses, every single illness has one thing in common, and that is that it starts at the level of inflammation. So you have to have inflammation first before you have any dysfunction. And in the body, we follow cycles of inflammation followed by cycles of degeneration. So if you have a disease like osteoarthritis, you know you've already gone through the inflammation, and now there's degeneration taking place that's actually destroying the cartilage. And so no matter what the disease, inflammation is absolutely key to address. It's something that we have to address if we want to get that process under control. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, most of the drugs that we think of that are on the market, pharmaceuticals, address the inflammation, but they actually switch off the healing mechanism.
Right.
So when you terminate the healing mechanism and switch off the healing mechanism, then you are in deep doo-doo. And that's exactly what we do with conventional medicine. Left and right, we treat symptoms without ever thinking about the consequences, the slippery slope that we're putting people on. And that's one of the reasons why you see, that drugs beget drugs. One drug is leads to two drugs, leads to three. So it's absolutely imperative to treat chronic to treat inflammation in a healthy way. So chronic inflammation, one of the methods that we use is to use combinations of very, very powerful herbs to get that inflammation under control. For instance, Flammaway. Flammaway is a product, a combination of turmeric, skullcap, boswellia, I think you mentioned a couple more.
Folic acid.
Or salicylic acid, a couple other things, but a very, very powerful combination of anti-inflammatory. So for any kind of pain or inflammation in the body, a great place to start. As a matter of fact, we have on our website at shopqhi.com, shopqhi, under package specials, we have the pain and inflammation package. So for anything that you're dealing with, if there's pain involved, that's a good place to start, with a Flammaway. The Condura, C-O-N-D-U-R-A, and also magnesium. Magnesium is critical for fighting inflammation because inflammation itself, reduces and wastes a lot of magnesium out of the body. So we want to get that as well. So, and there's other mechanisms to get inflammation under control. All the proteolytic enzymes, we're going to talk a little bit more about after the break, including bromelain and so forth. So we will be right back after this break. We want you to give us a call. You're at our clinic as well. If you get a chance, let us know what you're dealing with and what it is that you're trying to overcome. We do educational consults with people from around the country, and we also sometimes we'll just share some free suggestions. If you just have short questions, you can also email us through ShopQHI, and you can ask your questions there. But 877-484-9735 is our number, 877-484-9735. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the other modifiable risk factors, poor nutrition and digestion. Coming up next, dysglycemia and insulin resistance. We'll be right back after
this. Dr. Peter DeVette Live. Find out how the flaws in our healthcare system are leading to epidemics of chronic diseases, including cancer and a myriad of others. Dr. Peter will be right back after these on TogiNet.com.
Boost your life force and enhance your health today with Life Force Naturals. This product is a superb combination of all natural super green foods, berries and herbs that contain the entire spectrum of vitamins and minerals and much, much more. Packed with chlorophyll, enzymes, vitamins, minerals, plant-based antioxidants, fiber, and a powerhouse of therapeutic herbal components, Life Force Naturals may also help you detox by optimizing liver, kidney, and gut function, giving you antioxidant protection, help reduce inflammation, help your immune system, your resistance against cancer, and your protection against heart disease. Life Force Naturals also has antifungal, antibacterial, and antiviral properties. Life Force Naturals, a cut above any commercially available multi-nutrient combination. To order your bottle of Life Force Naturals, call 877-484-9735. That's 877-484-9735, or shop online at shophealthybody.com. Help your body get rid of disease-causing inflammation today with Flammaway. Presented to you by DeVette Wellness. Flammaway is made up of a superb combination of inflammation-fighting herbs, including turmeric, ginger, boswellia, resveratrol, and bromelain. Inflammation is the mechanism by which most pain in the body springs forth, and it's a central component of most disease creation in the human body. Flammaway reduces inflammation and often pain, and contributes to better heart and blood vessel health and immune system function. Also, great for many with arthritis, headaches, and back pain, sore muscles, sports injuries, and any conditions involving inflammation. inflammation. If you're a victim of inflammation, get your supply of Phlegm away today by calling 877-484-9735. That's 877-484-9735. Or go online at shophealthybody.com.
Welcome back to Dr. Peter DeVette Live on TogiNet.com. He'll answer your health care and medical questions and share with you his knowledge and opinions on topics ranging from holistic health care to spirituality and wellness. Well, let's get back to the show. It's Dr. Peter DeVette Live on TogiNet.com. Here again is your host, Dr. Peter DeVette.
We're back. You're listening to Dr. Peter DeVette Live. And on the show here with me is Susan Spence, and we're talking about the 8 modifiable risk factors of unhealthy aging. In other words, what factors can be treated, can be modified, that'll slow down the clock, even walk back the clock? And so we're talking about risk factors such as hormonal imbalances and weakened immune system function, imbalanced methylation reactions. We're also talking about inadequate detoxification. People, as we age, we get very, very toxic. Lots of toxins build up in the system. Impaired mitochondrial function, dysglycemia and insulin dysmetabolism, and then poor nutrition and digestion. So we're going to touch on each one of those and give some basic suggestions on how to address those particular issues. But in general, I just want to, again, cover basic principles. And these basic principles, should come as no surprise to everyone. We already talked about the emotional, mental risk factors. There's one other one that I was put on this under the spiritual category, and that is, having a sense of belonging. Those that believe in a higher power, for example, that have a sense of belonging on this earth, and having a sense of purpose. When we talk about a purpose-driven life, oftentimes that goes with a sense that we matter, that we are here for a reason, we're here to contribute and make a difference. So, for a lot of people, that means, also focusing on spiritual health and spiritual healing. And then we talk about healthy diet, healthy nutrition, so, so critical. We talk about exercise. That's obviously important. Alkalinizing, most of us are too acid, so we age more rapidly if we're too acid. So all of those key aspects are covered in my book, Heal Thyself, Transform Your Life, Transform Your Health. And if you want a copy of that book, by the way, you can go to shopqhi.com, and get your copy. There's also another manual that I think you'll find very, very enlightening, because another key to healing and slowing down the clock is understanding what programs for the diseases that afflict you. And my mentor's manual, Recall Healing, Pyramid of Health, is also available at that website, and a whole series of DVDs on, exactly how to confront some of these, or how to, number one, read the body like a book, and then also how to confront some of these stress patterns to be able to reverse the effects that they have on the body. Susan, I wanted to touch quickly on poor nutrition and digestion. When we talk about nutrition, that's a broad subject, but
real broad. We could spend all day on that one.
Yeah, exactly. But what are your key suggestions? When it comes to making sure that we're optimally that we're getting optimal nutrition, and that we're also able to digest the nutrition that we're taking in.
I think that one of the most important thing is to try to eat foods that are as fresh as possible, as much raw food as possible, because your food is more energetically or electrically vital if it's sun-ripened. The longer it's been on a shelf or the greener it was picked, the less vital it will be. Also, when we eat commercial meats, we chronically take in low doses of antibiotics, which keep our gut flora, the good bacteria, all messed up, because the food industry doesn't want us to get sick, so before they kill all these animals, they give them antibiotics so that they'll be sure that, they're reasonably clean. And Also, chickens are wormed with arsenic. You know, not only are they given antibiotics, they're given arsenic, they're given growth hormones. Commercial fertilizers are usually made from the waste, industrial waste products, especially the phosphate part of commercial fertilizers, contain a lot of cadmium, which is a heavy metal. And I would just say, you know, you don't have to be really smart to eat healthy. You eat the brightest colored foods, you eat a wide range of fruits and vegetables, and you control the amount of carbohydrates that you take in. We take in way, way, way more carbohydrates than we need to. I mean, carbohydrates are essential for life, but we tend to go toward those processed foods that are, you know, salty, sugary, comfort foods.
And it's the high glycemic carbohydrates that we really want to stay away from, and that you know gets us to point number three, which is dysglycemia and insulin dismetabolism, or insulin resistance. So when we look at most of the chronic illnesses that afflict older people, you know, like hypertension, obesity, high cholesterol, cancer, heart disease, you know, all the skin diseases you can imagine, all the joint diseases you can imagine, you know, gut diseases, I mean, on and on, constipation, you know, a vast majority of illnesses in some ways are tied to this problem with dysglycemia, insulin dismetabolism. Even the diseases that are not necessarily associated with obesity often are too, you know, but just on the other extreme. You know, so a lot of people have reactive hypoglycemia, you know, and people with, you know, anorexia obviously, you know, also have a problem that they're not getting enough nutrients, including enough sugars, and or they're not able to digest it properly. So number two and number three kind of join together in a way. You know, poor nutrition, if we make poor choices, that leads to, you know, this third issue, which is the dysglycemia and insulin dismetabolism. And if we're not able to digest our food, unfortunately, a lot of people are eating foods that are, as you said, deficient in key nutrients, very, you know, poor in vitality rating, very low on the vitality rating scale. And it also means that we have to make a lot bigger effort physically to digest these foods. It puts a huge stress on the small bowel and the pancreas. So one of the keys to healing and you know, slowing down the clock is improving digestion. And we often put people on digestive enzymes. So there's you know, there's a protocol on our website under acid reflux disease for those with actual reflux, but oftentimes just for those with poor digestion, which leads to reflux. That package can be used for those that want to improve their digestion as well. It has a key ingredient called Digestion Optimizer Formula, which has the enzymes, the necessary bile acid, and also the necessary hydrochloric acid in it to help you know, prime the digestive tract for digestion even before you eat. So that supplement is taken right before meals. You know, so it can also be ordered individually on shopqhi.com if you look it up, Digestion Optimizer Formula. Now, another protocol, Susan, that we're using and that we're encouraging a lot of people to join in is this 90-day challenge that we talked about yesterday. If you want to listen to a show about a phenomenal new approach to weight loss and you know, to getting things under control, you can certainly go back to yesterday's show, listen to the podcast, and you will get some great information on this 90-day challenge. You know that and that includes a meal replacement system that is chock and block full of incredible nutrients that the body needs. You know, the proteins, the vitamins, and the nutrients, and then also some add-ons to that, depending on what you're trying to accomplish. So yesterday's show is titled Bringing Sexy Back the Healthy Way, and it's our most popular show that we've ever run. We had almost more than double the hits on that program compared to any other show that we've done. So for those of you that want to bring sexy back the healthy way, go back and listen to yesterday's show.
Maybe we should put sexy in every topic. We
yeah, I tell you what, I was just
sexy detox. You know,
I was just mind blown when I saw the numbers today, and you know, it's you know, people respond to that. My new book is coming out in a couple of weeks, And it's titled Bringing Sexy Back. And the subtitle is Transform the Body That You Have to the Body That You Want. And I'm very excited about that title after seeing all the hits on the show yesterday. But Susan, when we talk about obesity, I mean, that's a huge undercurrent for so much chronic illness, you know, and so much decreased quality of life, isn't it?
It is. If you don't feel like even leaning over to tie your shoes, you know, if your thighs rub together, it hurts. You know, I got up to like 145 last summer, and it was so uncomfortable to walk. I mean, I can see why overweight people don't want to walk. Your legs will be all, you know, chapped and red and irritated.
We all feel so sorry for you, Susan. You know, you're one of those sexy people around, you know, that you can hardly see a speck of fat, but yet...
It was uncomfortable to weigh that much. It really was, you know, to bend over, it was uncomfortable.
This is Dr. Peter DeVette Live. Find out how the flaws in our healthcare system are leading to epidemics of chronic diseases, including cancer and a myriad of others. Dr. Peter will be right back after these on TogiNet.com.
Tired of achy joints inhibiting your ability to get around, exercise, or even enjoy your life? Having healthy joints should be a given for most people, even those older in age. There's nothing that says you should settle for anything less than strong, healthy joints. DeVet Wellness Comprehensive Joint Formula contains powerful nutrients like glucosamine, which is scientifically proven to help joints heal. A powerhouse of additional herbs and nutrients including MSM, boswellia, ginger root, horsetail extract, and hyaluronic acid that makes this a phenomenal combination in helping support joint health. Help your body rebuild cartilage, reduce joint swelling, stiffness, inflammation, and pain today with DeVet Wellness Comprehensive Joint Formula. Get your supply of Comprehensive Joint Formula today by calling 877-484-9735. That's 877-484-9735, or go online to shophealthybody.com. Are you frustrated with the health of your digestive tract? Tired of heartburn and reflux symptoms? Sluggish or missing gallbladder? Gas, bloating, or irritable bowel syndromes? If you feel your ability to digest food is not quite up to snuff, then try out DeVette Wellness Digestive Optimizer Formula. Digestive Optimizer Formula is packed full of digestive enzymes, ox bile, and acid precursors to help you digest carbs, fat, and protein. If your stomach feels too acidic for step one, then do step two first. Step two is a product called Glutagenics, which contains aloe, licorice root, and L-glutamine. Take charge of your digestive health today. Call 877-484-9735. That's 877-484-9735. Or shop online at shophealthybody.com.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I gotta... Welcome back to Dr. Peter DeVette Live on TogiNet.com. He'll answer your health care and medical questions and share with you his knowledge and opinions on topics ranging from holistic health care to spirituality and wellness. Let's get back to the show. It's Dr. Peter DeVette Live on TogiNet.com. Here again is your host, Dr. Peter DeVette.
And we're back. You're listening to Dr. Peter DeVette Live. Susan Spence on the program with me today, and we're talking about the 8 modifiable risk factors of unhealthy aging, and we've already discovered that there's a few more that we mentioned, all listed in my book, Heal Thyself, Transform Your Life, Transform Your Health. But, Susan, we're talking just before the break about dysglycemia, insulin metabolism, you know, fancy terms for insulin resistance and for obesity and overweightness. And you complained that you have a weight problem, and I was teasing you about that because most people that look at you say, no way, Jose. And yet I know women are perfectionists and they want everything perfect. So, but you're in pretty good shape there. So many people out there on the other hand, you know, 25 years and older, as much as 80% of all adults in our country now, 25 and older, are struggling with overweight. So it's a huge toll that it's taking. The incidence of type 2 diabetes is skyrocketing, continuing to go up and up. Same with hypertension, same with, you know, all the diseases, including cancer, associated with insulin resistance. So it's vital that we get that under control. And again, you know, one of the most exciting programs that that I've ever been involved in, you know, to get this curbed is the 90-day challenge. You know, we've been teaching the weight loss package with HCG as well, and have been promoting that. That is a more aggressive way to get the weight down quickly. We've had people like John Martin, the CEO of this radio station, lose as much as 70 pounds on HCG, and others that we've been working on lose almost that and continue to do well. But this 90-day challenge is a no-brainer, easy program for people to implement, highly motivational. And if you want more information on that, go to www.myhealthydr.myvi.net go to join challenge, and you can decide which challenge you want to join. You know, the weight challenge, or you want to just increase your fitness and health, or you want to maintain your good health that you already have. Whatever category you are in, you can find yourself a challenge. And you can also contact us here in the studio, but either me or Susan, and we would be happy to to spend some time with you. You know, even at no charge, to tell you a little bit more about the 90-day challenge. So we are doing free consults on this 90-day challenge for anybody that wants to communicate. So you can call in for either me or Susan, and we'll walk you through that and explain to you exactly what is what with the 90-day challenge to turn your health around. And if you're in the aging category and you want to do some anti-aging medicine, this is also a fabulous program that fits right in with that. You know, there's the Balance Kit, one of the five kits, for those that are just trying to maintain a health, and has a phenomenal combination of antioxidants on it, a phenomenal combination of essential fatty acids and essential oils in it, too, that the body needs, the essential fatty acids that are absolutely critical for repair of the body. And it also has a variety of other, all the nutrients, the vitamins and minerals that you need, and so forth. So, Susan, also quickly on impaired mitochondrial function, I wanted to just quickly say something about that. If you want to just lead in on that subject.
The mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell that takes all the proteins, carbohydrates, and fats that you eat and puts it through the citric acid cycle, or you might have learned it as the Krebs cycle, and it comes out in the form of the energy that our body uses in every cell of our body, and that's called ATP. And that particular function, which occurs in every cell, requires every nutrient to be present, and that's the complement of B vitamins and zinc, a lot of minerals, certain amino acids. And if you have any one of those missing, that is a lot of oxidation reduction actions, then that just stops, or either you can only partially do it, and it leads to profound fatigue. You can't even load up oxygen onto hemoglobin if this particular mitochondrial cycle is deficient, because that's part of it. So you can have perfectly good lungs, but if you have mitochondrial dysfunction, you can actually be tired and short of breath.
Yeah, and that's so important. You know, mitochondria, as you say, are the energy factories in every cell. And as we age, we lose some of those energy factories, and also we lose function in the ones that we have. So it's absolutely critical. There's also certain messenger molecules within cells, and especially within the mitochondria, that are absolutely critical for normal functioning of the cell. So a couple of things that we suggest for improvement here is something called Life Force Naturals, a broad spectrum nutrient support to help fire up those little energy creators in the body, that is also full of antioxidants that protect the gut, the lymphatics, the liver, and the kidneys, and also protect the eyes and so forth. So great product that you can take in place of a multinutrient if you're not crazy about multivitamins and minerals, which I'm not, because there's always something in those that don't necessarily resonate with the body. Or you can also add something called ASEA, A-S-E-A. We've done a couple of radio shows on ASEA. We're going to be doing another one here in the next couple of weeks. And ASEA is an extraordinary product that helps to replenish the cell messenger molecules in the cells. If you take enough of it, can literally turn around cell function in dramatic ways and phenomenal ways to improve the ability to exercise, the ability to exert, and so forth virtually overnight. And that's certainly what I found. That's one of the protocols. That and the 90-day program is what I do on a daily basis, and found a tremendous improvement. I'm 51 now, and I feel way, way better now than I did at 49. So in the last couple of years, turned my health around, my life around, my metabolism around, with some of those protocols, and just a very good, I exercise more regularly, and the ASEA makes that possible because it helps with repair, speeds up the repair that goes on in the cells, and the clearing of lactic acid from the cells dramatically. Just like you see in little kids, 6-year-olds never have a problem doing that, but older people do, and we get stiff and sore even after just everyday activity, and that ASEA, A-S-E-A, makes a phenomenal difference. The website that you would go to if you want more information on that is www.devethealing, D-E-W-E-T, healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, teamasea.com, and you can also go to our website again, ShopQHI, for more information on the different protocols that we mentioned. Susan, I just also quickly want to fly through the other key things. The inadequate detoxification is absolutely critical to address in age, as we age, and so we want to make sure that the detox organs, the liver, the kidneys, the gut, and the lymphatics are working optimally. So that's one of the reasons why we've put together the basic detox package. So at ShopQHI, the basic detox package has three key detox remedies to remove heavy metals, to remove pesticides and herbicides, so forth from the body, solvents, you name it. We are inundated with these toxins every day of our lives, and we have to do what we can to get the cells to dump. And so that's why we put together the basic detox package. Also, imbalanced methylation reactions. That when we talk about methylation, it sounds like a big word, but Susan, that's a critical factor in detoxing the cells. And again, we unfortunately don't have much time, but do you want to say a couple words about methylation reactions?
Most often I hear methylation reactions mentioned in relationship to the B12, B6, folic acid cycle pathway and heart disease. That's where, most people will hear about it. But what I've learned is methylation has to happen in over 400 reactions in the body with your neurotransmitters, with protein synthesis, with nitric oxide, which helps blood flow. It happens, it ties into the serotonin, dopamine pathways. It ties into the all the detox pathways with glutathione and
can you give us a couple keys on what supplements in particular might be helpful, and let me maybe just jump in here because okay. We literally have a couple minutes.
I would say zinc, B6, B12, dimethylglycine, trimethylglycine, folic acid, and magnesium and methionine.
Fantastic. Yeah, that list is the essentials. So there's a supplement called Heart Gems, H-E-A-R-T, Heart Gems, like in gemstones, and that has the B12, B6, folic acid, and trimethylglycine in it. Some people do better on the dimethylglycine. So if you do that and you don't notice a big difference in how you feel, then you can do the DMG or dimethylglycine instead. There's also a little remedy called Sparga, S-P-A-R-G-A, which detoxes the sulfur that gets in the way of the methylation pathways so commonly, including the drugs that Susan was talking about that we use in the meat industry. So Sparga, great little detox remedy 10 drops three times a day in water with anything else, and it's fantastic for helping to eliminate some of those blockages in the detox systems. Weakened immune function, also critical to address. As we age, we lose immune system. A good vitamin C with a good set of antioxidants like the immune complex, also available at shopqhi.com. Immune complex, good vitamin C, made from the amla berry with rutin and grapeseed extract, and then hormonal imbalances. We don't have enough time to address hormones today, but suffice it to say that hormones are absolutely critical for anti-aging. So everything from the estrogens to the progesterones to the testosterones to all of the adrenal hormones to the human growth hormone, pregnenolone, which is a precursor to all the hormones, sex hormones. And so we're going to leave it at that. We will be doing programs on some of these specific issues like hormones. We will certainly be doing a future program on natural hormone replacement therapy, and not just for sex hormones, but for all the hormonal systems. And folks, stay tuned. If you like our show, tell others about it. Also, go to our website at shopqhi.com, shopqhi.com, and also give us a call here in the studio at the clinic, though, at QHI Wellness, 877-484-9735, 877-484-9735. And if you have any questions, just email us or call us. Have a wonderful day. We will be back tomorrow.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of love.
Thank you for being a part of Dr. Peter DeVent Live. We'll be here every weekday at 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern.